driven by Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Back in here for hour two of the game. Jordy Nelson scheduled to call in here this segment in a couple of minutes. We'll be talking a lot of Bob Stoops. He has announced at the age of 56 he's retiring as head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners in a shocking announcement today. Is K-State now the favorite to win the Big 12? We'll discuss at 5:25. Bob Stoops also scheduled to have a press conference at 5:30. So assuming that happens, we'll try and get you some info on that, as a lot of people fairly perplexed about his decision today. You can't be serious at 5:50 as well before we get you out of here. You can check the poll question at the Game KMAN, which centers around that discussion at 5:25. Does Bob Stoops retiring significantly increase K-State's chances of winning the Big 12 next season? I think I know what the answer is going to be here as you give me the update on the poll question.
171 votes, 75% say yes, it does significantly improve K-State's chances.
Figured that was going to be the angle here locally from most K-State fans. And I understand why. I'll elaborate on this some more. I do think it is certainly not a bad thing for K-State's Big 12 title hopes next year. I will put it that way. But I may not be as far down that road as most people, especially if we're going with a three-quarters majority there, saying that, yes, it does significantly improve K-State's chances of winning the Big 12. Lest we forget, we were just sitting here having a legitimate discussion the other day about, do all the distractions that have happened to K-State this offseason have an effect on the Wildcats next year? And yesterday was joking with Cole Manbeck about, well, hey, maybe that 7.5 from Vegas wasn't quite as dumb as we thought it was at first. I mean, we've been having those conversations here, so we can forget that pretty quickly sometimes when something big like this happens to somebody else.
In a vacuum, John, that's how we view things here.
Well, the poll question, though, does not say in a vacuum. It does not say in a vacuum.
I would say, you know, and we'll get into the reasons why and why not later, but I think it does improve K-State's chances, but not a huge amount, maybe like 10%, a boost of around that amount. I would originally put it probably around 20, 25%, boost that up to 30, 35%, something like that.
We'll keep voting at the Game KMAN. You can also just tweet us your questions or comments if you have them. May have some time to take some phone calls later on in the hour as well. Again, waiting on Jordy Nelson to give us a call here. This is another part of the Bob Stoops news that is really an immediate trickle-down from his announcement today. You all of a sudden have so much pressure on not only Lincoln Riley, who is only 33 years old, but also Tom Herman, who is only 42, two very young head coaches, have so much pressure in terms of the entire conference right now, with perhaps the fate of the league long-term in their hands, depending on what happens with them at their respective schools. Because we have seen what happens when it's Baylor and TCU that are ruling the roost in the conference. They were both great. They both got left out of the college football playoff picture. Not as much respect for the conference if the teams at the top are not Texas and Oklahoma. We can fight all day about the legitimacy of that, and whether or not that should be the case. But it's hard to argue that that is not the case, because it really seems like it is. You need Texas and Oklahoma to be good.
You need brands, and the SEC has them. Even if you look beyond the other conferences that you're going to say are right there at the top, like the SEC, even the ACC has, ACC has Clemson now. They have the reigning national champions. They have Florida State, which is absolutely a brand. The Pac-12 has a resurgent USC that they can get behind. They obviously have Oregon that had a horrible season last year, but they are still a brand. The Big Ten has Ohio State. They have Michigan. They have Michigan State. If Oklahoma and Texas are both not very good, the Big 12 as the brand encircling the entire conference is just really, really poor. And I think that if you look at Oklahoma and Texas, if one of them is good, the Big 12 can, they still have a leg to stand on, they'll still be okay. But if both of them are out of national relevance, it's really hard for the likes of Oklahoma State, TCU, K-State to pick up the slack.
Yeah, we were joking about it last hour, but it is legitimate that, yeah, if they're good and you beat them, that not only helps out your pro. It helps out the conference profile that they're good and in that discussion. But then it's more of a boost when you beat them. It's going to help pull up the Oklahoma States and K-States of the world if Oklahoma and Texas are doing their part in the Big 12. And that's another underrated aspect about Bob Stoops. We talk so often about Oklahoma fans being spoiled, and I think the closest comparison you have to the Oklahoma fans' relationship with Bob Stoops is Kansas fans and Bill Self, who get driven nuts when he loses in the Elite Eight. Oklahoma fans are driven nuts when Bob Stoops just wins 10 games and wins the conference for a 10th time. Bob Stoops has done a really nice job helping keep the Big 12 somewhat respectable there. I mean, he's been the one guy the last couple of years really keeping the conference somewhat involved in that conversation.
Bob Stoops and Bill Self, both guys that have more Big 12 championships than losses at home. They have a very weird stat in common.
Well, we'll talk about the implications as far as next year are concerned in our next segment at around 5:25. For now, we turn to Jordy Nelson, Green Bay Packers wide receiver, former Kansas State Wildcat. He is about to be hosting the 9th annual Nelson's Landing Benefit coming up this weekend. Jordy, appreciate the time and joining us once again. The autograph signing starts at 6 o'clock on Friday. There's obviously a lot going on Saturday as well, but give us the scoop on what people can get involved in this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Obviously, Friday night, like you said, is the autograph signing. Two item limit per person, just so we can get through everyone. The last 2 years, we've gotten quite a bit of people showing up. That'll start at 6 o'clock, and we'll go until everyone in line has gotten their autograph. And then Saturday is the real big day. We have the golf outing, which is full, so you can't really partake in that. But we do have a drive and ride in the morning, starting at Nelson's Landing, and then going to some other small towns around the area. And then Saturday night is a silent and live auction that anyone is welcome to come out to. You don't have to be a participant in anything else to be able to come to the auction. It's free. You can just come out. We got a lot of items. There'll be probably over 100 items on either the live or silent auction. A lot of Packer stuff, K-State stuff, local community stuff from Manhattan and Riley and Leonardville and Clay Center and Junction City that some great businesses have donated to help this cause.
Maybe this question is just more for me than everybody else, but can you explain the concept of a drive or ride?
So it's technically a poker run, but you're not allowed to call it a poker run anymore.
Okay.
What it does, it allows you, if you don't have a motorcycle, then you can go, you can drive anything. You can load a bunch of people up in a van. You can go rent a Camaro or a Corvette or something if you want to get a sports car out there. But it's pretty much just lingo to be legal, I guess.
Okay. Well, I guess you got to make sure all your I's are dotted and your T's crossed there, Jordy. But, you know, when I was – I'm looking at the promotional poster for this right now, and actually the thing that stands out about it to me is that it says 9th annual. Like, it's crazy that you've actually had this going on for almost 10 years now. Even though your NFL career has spanned over that same period of time, is it kind of weird that it's been going on for this long?
Absolutely. And I think every year it's gotten bigger and better. The community – it and they come out and support it if it's financially or like I said by items they donate. So obviously without people coming out and helping us out and being a part of it and supporting it, we wouldn't be able to raise very much money for these families that that we want to help out, and their families in the community that have just come on, you know, some hard times, hit a little bump in the road if it's through illness or whatnot. This year it's for a young boy who has a heart defect, or another young kid that got a major infection from getting scratched by a cat. So these are just families that need some help right now to get them back up on their feet, and we're wanting to help them out.
Talking with Jordy Nelson here on the game. In the past, you've brought a guest with you from the Packers. Do we have another secret guest coming this year?
We do. This year will be another wide receiver, Devontae Adams. He's going into his fourth year this year. Last year, he had the same as 1,000 yards, came up 3 yards short of that, but had 12 touchdowns, and is the guy who's continued to grow through his years, and we expect big things from him. So him and his girlfriend are going to come back with our family this weekend and check out Kansas and Leonardville and be a part of the benefit.
There you go. We can find more information on this if you're interested for this weekend on the Nelson's Landing website. Again, we're talking with Jordy Nelson here on the game. I hope you don't mind me asking this question, but I actually just saw this earlier today. I had recorded some of the NFL Top 100 Player shows that they do on NFL Network, and you happen to check in at number 48. Is that too high, too low, or just right?
I have no idea. I honestly don't know how they do that to figure out the Top 100, but it's always an interesting list to see where guys are at, but it's nothing I'm too worried about, to be honest with you.
So you've never voted in that? I know it's like player voted.
I have not, and it's an interesting way how they do it. The last time I checked, they have you vote on the top 20 players, and somehow they come up with 100 of them. So apparently, there's 100 different people that think there's 100 different people think there's 100 different players in the top 20. So I don't know how that's possible, but it's something that the NFL Network does, and I guess some players, and they kind of put it together, and I think it's just a good conversation piece.
Jordy, you had a really great season last year, which was a little bit surprising to some people, given what you were coming off of with that injury. Were you surprised by how quickly you were able to get back to 100% and how effective you were last year?
Not necessarily, because I know how much work I put into it. I knew where I was at in April and May. If I wouldn't have had that little hiccup in June and July, I think it would have been even better. So it's one of those things that I knew the time and the effort and the work that myself and our athletic trainers and our weight room staff put in to be prepared. So I could see it as we progressed, I could see where we were going to end up. Like I said, we had a little bump in the road in the middle of summer, but once I got back into game shape and got going, I was, you know, getting comfortable to where we were and what we were out there doing.
Jordy Nelson was the NFL Comeback Player of the Year, 14 receiving touchdowns last year, which led the NFL. Where'd you feel like last year ranked as far as your seasons? I mean, it's remarkable. You go through and look at like the last 5 or 6 years you've had, they're almost identical statistically. Is there one that really stands out to you?
There's a couple of them. Honestly, last year I wouldn't rank, it might rank second or third, to be honest with you. It wasn't as consistent as I would like to be week in and week out. Part of that, like I said, was missing all the training camp and taking a while to get back into game shape and the grind of a game every week. But the year after the Super Bowl, when we went 15-1, that was a fun year. And then the year I broke the single season record for the Packers receiving yards in a season was another good one. So yeah, there's a few in there that are good. Last year, if it was a little bit more consistent, we'd probably rank a little higher. But we'll definitely take what we're doing.
Well, certainly no one can question your toughness coming back from that injury and then also dealing with broken ribs in the playoffs. Played in that NFC Championship game. What did it feel like trying to play through that?
It felt a lot better than the 2 weeks before when I got hit. So that was the main thing. Again, our athletic trainers did a great job of getting me prepared for that. And again, we kind of set our goal. And Doc came in and told me I wouldn't obviously play in the next game against Dallas. But he said, I'm not going to rule you out for the NFC Championship game. So that all of a sudden triggered my mindset because I for sure thought I was done until maybe Super Bowl if we got that far. But, you know, it was a week out from the injury, and it all of a sudden clicked. It was almost to the hour of day, a week out, that all of a sudden they started feeling a lot better. I was able to get a lot more movement and kind of be normal again. So and then that week of the NFC Championship is just – continued to progress, and I felt comfortable going out there. Obviously, I was protected very well with some padding, but you know, I didn't play with much pain at all.
Jordy, strictly in terms of NFL wide receivers, you're becoming one of the old men in the league now. Ooh. At 32 years old. You know, it's sometimes the speed starts to drop off there, but it hasn't for you. And the reason that I bring that up is because there's another former Wildcat that seems to be beating Father Time as well, and that's someone that's in your division, Terrence Newman, having the season he did last year at 39 years old, quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. What's the secret to maintaining your level of competitiveness at positions like receiver and cornerback well into your 30s?
A lot of work, and God blessing you with a lot of talent and you know, health. So there's a lot of things that go into it. Like I said, it's especially in season, it's a long grind. But it's a lot of it's just taking care of your body, doing the right thing on and off the field, so your body's ready to go. And then just being precise in what you're doing. Obviously, as you get older, you are going to eventually slow down. But if you have the correct footwork and understanding how to do certain things to make up for that, you can still be a productive player. And obviously Terrence is a great player. Like you said, ever since he's moved in the division, we've had some good battles. And he's extremely smart, so his brain make up for anything that he's starting to lose through his years, if he is. And it's the same thing on offense. You just learn to do things different ways and be more efficient with your footwork and getting in and out of your breaks, you know, precise and just staying in front of the DB.
Jordy Nelson chatting with us here on the game. Does that mean then that you would say Jordy Nelson hasn't lost half a step, quarter of a step?
Oh, I'm sure I've lost something. Hopefully it comes back. They always say that, you know, year two after surgery is back to normal. But we'll see. I'm not worried about it. I'm going into my 10th year. I've been extremely blessed to do that. Eventually it's going to come to an end. I'm just hanging on as long as possible. I never thought it would get this far. I just tell people, I just hope no one realizes what's going on and they don't try to get rid of me yet. So hopefully we can get a couple more, see what happens, and another Super Bowl or so.
Who's the best DB in the league right now?
You know, there's a lot of them, and it's hard to say which one because they all play a completely different style. To me, there's some guys that are a little underrated. There's two out at Denver with Chris Harris and Keep Tlaib, which I know being from KU, I don't really like giving them too much credit, but it's one of those things that I think they are kind of underrated. Obviously, you have Sherman and Peterson. But everyone has, like, their own game. A lot of guys like to bump man-to-man. Other guys, you know, they can play the zone and read and react and be very efficient in that as well and make a lot of plays. So, it's hard to pinpoint one guy, but it all kind of depends on what your skill level is and if you're in the right situation to maximize those skills.
Jordy, I'm glad you brought up Aqib Tlaib because I feel like the K-State fan in me has to ask this question. I know you guys lost the game, but do you remember absolutely torching him on like a go route down the field for a touchdown in college?
Absolutely, and won't ever forget it. it was like you said, unfortunately lost, but it was a fun play, and that's when he was. My story with that always is when he was at the combine getting ready to run at 40. I knew it really didn't matter how fast I ran; I just needed him to run fast because I had the game film to prove that I could run by him. So it was one of those things that. It definitely helps me out, I'm sure, come draft time.
Wow, that's awesome. Great story there, Jordy. Appreciate you indulging me on that. Again, if you want details on the event going on this weekend at Nelson's Landing, it's nelsonslandingks.com. You can find information on the 9th annual Nelson's Landing benefit. Jordy, always appreciate you doing this and coming on with us. Best of luck with everything this weekend, and we'll look forward to watching you this upcoming season.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, there's Jordy Nelson with us here on the game at nelsonslandingks.com. That was great, man. I don't know if there's a play as a student in college. That was my freshman year of college. I don't know if there's a single play that I went more nuts on than when Jordy toasted Tlaib for that touchdown.
You don't think I took it too far by calling him an old man?
Well, I was getting a little bit worried there. I was like, the guy's nice enough to come on with us every single year. We don't need to be calling him old.
Statistically, he's above the median age of NFL wide receivers.
No, you are right about that. But I'll definitely give you that.
Statistically, is also way above average in terms of wide receivers just in general.
You can't be serious at 550 when we come back. Hey, does K-State become the favorite to win the Big 12 now with Bob Stoops retiring? You're listening to the game.